Inside Chicago Government. ShyGov.com.
Welcome to another in a series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader. I'm Dave Gloetz. In October of 2013, Mayor Rahm Emanuel presented his 2014 budget proposal to the Chicago City Council. It's a big proposal, $8.7 billion worth, and the council will most likely vote whether to approve a finalized budget sometime in November. Ben Jarofsky is off today, so we're presenting an excerpt from an interview that he and I did 2 years ago at about this time. This interview sheds light on what's generally in the city's budget, both visible and invisible. So here's part of that interview from November 10th, 2011. I'm guessing that you guys got most of your information for this article from the mayor's budget recommendations.
Yeah, we got it from the budget, yeah. And we looked at last year's budget as well. This game's been going on for about 3 years. It's the water version of the TIFs.
Why do you say 3 years?
I should have said at least 3 years. We only looked. There's a limit to even the amount of digging through old budgets that Mick and I will do. So we looked at the last 3 years? Don't quote me on that, but I think it's the last 3 years. We labored on this freaking story, all right? Labored.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Let's discuss it, Senator.
The mayor's 2012 budget recommendations is a 600-plus...
You, too, can read the budget
...page document or wait for the movie.
Yeah, wait for the movie. Starring who? Robert Redford?
Kind of like Robert Mitchum in this one.
I love Robert Mitchum.
Yeah. So it's daunting sort of to make sense of it, but we can boil some of it down, I think, for our listeners.
Go ahead.
One thing that the budget does, I learned after becoming conversant with the budget year after year...
Yeah.
If you want to find out something about a department, whether in the case of your article, how much money it's making or how many people work in it, the budget is organized not by department, but by revenue funds. So sources of revenue like taxes or in this case, water bills.
Mm-hmm. Water/sewer bills.
Yes. Yeah. And so say you wanted to look at the Department of Streets and Sanitation, you'd have to go to each fund and find the streets and san in each fund and then add up whatever it is you're looking for. Salaries, headcount, whatever you want. So that's sort of one easy entry into the budget. The table of contents, which I happen to have right here.
I love it when you do that.
shows the water fund. Uh-huh. This is account number 200 in the budget. Shows that there are 12 different city departments funded by the water fund in addition to the Department of Water Management.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much the point of your article.
Yeah. Yes. And by the way, a fact not noted on water sewer bill that water sewer payers receive. So, you know, that's another sort of similarity to the TIFs, where the real expenditures are kept secret from the people who pay the money as we continue with all this shadow budget and smoke and mirror budgetary games that our current mayor, Emanuel, vowed to end and has bragged about ending, which of course he's not ended because it's not in his political interest to end. So he'll just keep on with the games.
He kind of put a target on his back when he started talking like that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He shouldn't have said anything. He would have got elected anyway. He could have run on the, I'm going to continue smoke and mirror budget ticket and still won the election. Because Chicagoans are not really, you know, big on the fine details of how their government works.
The critics wouldn't have, you know, have anything to say.
No, yeah. Well, at least he's honest. Yeah. Okay, you know. Let's just explain how it works then. But no, he vowed to clean up budget gimmicks and make it a transparent process.
Continuing our civics lesson, the way that this budget process works is the mayor starts out with a recommendation, which is the 600-page document that we have. The council at some point approves the revised document. There'll be some horse trading. Yeah, right. There's already changes going on.
Yes.
And then the final budget, after it's approved, will resemble the original 600-page recommendation. The numbers will be slightly different, though.
Emphasis on slightly.
So this process is underway now. The city council usually votes, what, in November?
Whatever next Wednesday is the actual vote.
So you're kind of running out of time also to write any more budget stories, or do you have one in the hopper?
No, I'll be writing a recap of what they do. It's clear to me that Emanuel's in the same box that Daley is. And this is sort of the underlying point of the article that Mick and I wrote. And that is, he feels compelled to continue these games because being truthful to the citizenry of Chicago would force him to declare that he's incapable of running government without raising taxes. And so we have to perpetuate this myth that we can run government without raising taxes, even as taxes continue to go up, not just property taxes, but fees like water fees. So they tell us that they're holding the line on fees and taxes while they raise fees and taxes and then pat themselves on the back for being sort of these wizards of the budget who can make government work without increases. I get the sense, Dave, that there's a good chunk of the people of Chicago who know this is going on but are just resigned to the system as it is.
I think a quote in the article that you had from a city official was that it's all just lumps, pools,
yeah,
clumps of money.
Yeah, something like that.
And if it's going on with water management, it's got to be going on, you know, throughout the budget. So to me, it's like a tip of the iceberg.
Yes. There's so much deceit in the budget to get around the fact that, again, the mayor is incapable of operating the government without getting more money. Again, just so listeners realize, if you haven't read the story, the central point is we pay more in water and sewer fees than we use in water and sewer services. And that extra slush is used by the mayor for other things. Really, we don't know exactly because the budget doesn't specify. So you pay your water bill with the expectation that this is covering your water sewer fees when actually you're paying more money than the cost of water sewer fees and you're paying to fund other governmental operations.
I'll read the list of 12 departments that the Water Fund funds: Inspector General, Budget Management, Innovation and Technology, which is IT, Finance, Department of Revenue, Department of Law, Office of Compliance, Human Resources, Procurement Services, Fleet and Facility Management, Buildings, and lastly, Water Management.
Yes, lastly, Water Management.
So those are all the things that your water bill's paying for.
The big pool of funds at the airports. One of these days we'll get around to looking at those if we have enough time. Again, we're always told by our managers of city that these are self-sustaining operations that pay only for airports. So I suspect that's not the case either. I suppose I shouldn't be so outraged. I've only been reporting this in one way or another for the last 10 years. I'm hoping that this article will sort of alter the discourse on these things, and that if we keep pounding away at this issue, that maybe in a couple of years, people will be talking about the water sewer slush fund the way they talk about the TIF slush fund.
Again, it's pretty transparent in some ways. Just by going to the table of contents to the budget, you could look for the O'Hare Revenue Fund and see all the city departments that it funds.
You too can be an investigative reporter, people.
Right.
Just go to your budget. Of course, who reads a budget? You know what I'm saying? We're all waiting for the movie, as you said. So it's deceit that they don't even do a very good job of covering up. If you want to talk about how covering up deceit, I think they're far better at it with the TIFs than they are with the water fund slush game. But the TIFs, as far as I can tell, is a bigger pot of slush. We're talking roughly $500 million a year in TIF slush, which is the water budget, as best, conservative estimate, is $75 million a year. I think it's higher. They just did a very artful job of covering up.
And the TIFs don't appear in the budget.
Yes, the TIFs don't appear in the budget. So the TIFs are still king when it comes to deceptive budgeting and budget smoke and mirrors and budget gimmicks and budget games that Mayor Emanuel said, of course, he would eradicate, but which, of course, still live in his administration.
We'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
Listeners, if you'd like to make suggestions on future interviews, you can email us via contact@shigov.com. That's CHIGOV.com. Or go to our website to learn how to subscribe to automatic downloads of interviews and written reports. I'm Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.